Talk about a magazine or online article about healthy living. You should say, who writes the magazine or article? Where do you get this magazine or article? What the magazine or article says about healthy living, and explain why you agree or disagree with the message. Now you have 1 minute to prepare your notes.
Media has a pivotal role in shaping our worldview. Every single thing we know is through the spread of print, online sites, and our school system. Our opinions are largely formed from these sources. In fact, some infamous marketing campaigns have been so successful in imparting their opinions that they have shaped unhealthy, illogical, now questionably integral habits of our society. Take the weekend magazine that comes attached to our morning newspaper, for example. Every single Sunday, I am barraged by articles on healthy living, newest fads, new study, claiming things from the absurd to the plain, manipulative, and wrong. When reading these articles, I wonder for the sanity of those less fortunate than I, for those less aware and more trusting, for those that take anything as proof of its factuality. These articles are written by mere journalists with no license, no qualifications to talk on the trends they seem to swear by. Fad diets are ruthlessly promoted, real health experts willingly misquoted. Studies that should not be even allowed to see the light of day get prime spots just because of their outrageous claims. Those studies that have a sample pool of 5 followed over 3 days diets that apparently worked miracles to get the glory of the cover page. It makes me furious. The magazine promotes itself as a health capsule and does, in fact, the devil's bidding. Promoting processed food one day, vitamin supplements the next, and organic companies the week after. It's a blatant advertisement for companies bidding for the best article spots. Absolutely revolting that people would even fall for this in their desperate times. Please do not even get me started on the fad diet section this magazine displays so proudly. The journalists rely so heavily on wispy claims by experts with no knowledge on how to verify the reports or see flaws in the experts' work. The publishers are unaware of their own reach. Rather than promoting critical thinking of the general population, they prefer to use consumerism, culture, to rake in the money. Newspapers devote little to no space to in-depth nutrition. Despite having all the resources available, it is purely frustrating to me, and it is also one of my biggest pet peeves. Last week, I felt like writing to the publication house to complain. They should at least add a disclaimer box on any speculation rather than presenting it next to factual news. But then I realized it would be a waste of time. Rather, I made another phone call, a different one, one to cancel my mandatory subscription to those glossy, misleading pages.